it swallowed. Once I was a lawyer. And this, people, is illegal. These charges are a complete tissue of lies based on hearsay evidence. It raised yellow eyes towards the Queen's lawyers. I further move that the case is adjourned sine die on the basis of potestne mater tua suere amice. The lawyers had pulled large books out of nowhere and were thumbing through them hastily.
We're not familiar with counsel's terminology, said one of them.
Hey, they're sweating, said Rob Anybody. You mean we can have lawyers on our side as well?
Yes, of course, said the Toad. You can have defence lawyers.
Defence? Said Rob Anybody. Are you telling me we could have got a wowie at cause of tissue lies?
Certainly, said the Toad. And with all the treasure you've stolen, you can pay enough to be very innocent indeed. My fee will be... It gulped as a dozen glowing swords were swung towards him.
I just remembered why that fairy godmother turned me into a toad, it said. So, in the circumstances, I'll take this case pro bono publico.
The swords didn't move. That means for free, it added.
All right, we like the sound of that, said Rob Anybody to the sound of swords being sheathed. How come you're a lawyer and a toad?
Oh, well, it was just a bit of an argument, said the Toad. A fairy godmother gave my client three wishes, the usual health, wealth and happiness package, and when my client woke up one wet morning and didn't feel particularly happy, she got me to bring an action for breach of contract. It was a definite first in the history of fairy godmothering. Unfortunately, as it turned out, so was turning the client into a small hand mirror and her lawyer, as you see before you, into a toad. I think the worst part was when the judge applauded. That was hurtful, in my opinion.
But you can still remember all that legal stuff. Good, said Rob Anybody.
He glared at the other lawyers.
Hey, you scunners! We got a cheap lawyer, and we're no afraid to use him with prejudice.
The other lawyers were pulling more and more paperwork out of the air now. They looked worried, and a little frightened. Rob Anybody's eyes gleamed as he watched them.
What does all that visne faciem stuff mean, my learned friend? He said.
Visne faciem capite repletam, said the Toad. It was the best I could do in a hurry, but it means approximately, he gave a little cough, would you like a face which is full of head?
And to think we didn't in all legal talking was that simple, said Rob Anybody. We could all be lawyers, lads, if we knew the fancy words. Let's get them.
The Knack Mac Feagle could change mood in a moment, especially at the sound of a battle cry. They raised their swords in the air.
1,200 angry men, they shouted. No more courtroom drama. We have the law on our side. The law's made to take care of rascals.
No,
said the Queen and waved her hand. Lawyers and Pictses faded away. There was just her and Tiffany facing one another on the turf at the dawn, the wind hissing around the stones.
What have you done with them? Tiffany shouted.
Oh, they're around somewhere, said the Queen airily. It's all dreams anyway. And dreams within dreams, you can't rely on anything, little girl. Nothing is real. Nothing lasts. Everything goes. All you can do is learn to dream, and it's too late for that. And I have had longer to learn.
Tiffany wasn't sure which of her thoughts was operating now. She was tired. She felt as though she was watching herself from above and a little behind. She saw herself set her boots firmly on the turf, and then, like someone rising from the clouds of a sleep, she felt the deep, deep time below her. She sensed the breath of the downs and the distant roar of ancient, ancient seas trapped in millions of tiny shells. She thought of Granny Aching under the turf, becoming part of the chalk again, part of the land under wave. She felt as if huge wheels of time and stars were turning slowly around her. She opened her eyes and then, somewhere inside, opened her eyes again. She heard the grass growing and the sound of worms below the turf. She could feel the thousands of little lives around her, smell all the scents on the breeze, and see all the shades of the night. The wheels